This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. With at least 239 migrants dying in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya this week, the International Organization for Migration said on Thursday that the EU is closing down all the avenues for migrants to reach Europe, and therefore people are racing to get across before the gate closes finally. Leonard Doyle, the chief spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration, predicted that as a result of these increased border patrols, more and more people in desperate situations are going to throw caution to the winds over the coming weeks in their attempt to get across the sea to Europe in very unsafe conditions. I spoke earlier to Doyle.
I think what's happening is that there is a fundamental shift in that the European Union is closing down the avenues, and this is leading to a very dangerous situation in which people are racing to get across from Libya before the gate closes finally. We've seen in the last year the crossings from Turkey to Greece reduced to from 10,000 more a day to a trickle. And I think what we're seeing now is a recognition that that's sometime sooner rather than later going to happen from Libya as well.
But it's not going to stop desperate people trying to get across.
Indeed, people are determined to get across. But if there are border guards and if there is a coast guard that is functional, then it's far more difficult for them to do so. And that's certainly what we're seeing right across North Africa. I mean, people are typically not leaving in anything like the numbers from Tunisia, from Algeria, Egypt, etc., although occasionally they do. So I think the belief, certainly in the investment on the part of the European Union, is in increasing the border protection and the border guards from Libya, although that's easier said than done given the condition that the Libyan state is in at the moment.
The mayor of Lampedusa, which of course is the island that receives a lot of these migrants, has called for humanitarian corridors, saying otherwise these tragedies are just going to carry on repeating themselves. Could that be an option, or do you don't think it's going to see the light of day?
I think it's an unrealistic option given the absolute antipathy right across Europe to what are generally referred to as irregular migrants, who are likely to be rejected in their asylum appeals. Most of those coming across via Lampedusa end up being rejected as asylum seekers. So the notion that they would facilitate a humanitarian corridor for people they know are going to be rejected seems to me, though certainly worthy and interesting, as unlikely to fly in the current climate in Europe.
So how do you think things are going to pan out in the next few weeks, particularly as we head closer to winter and rougher weather?
Well, I think it's going to be really terrible because more and more people in desperate situations are going to throw caution to the wind and attempt to get across in very unsafe conditions.
I was speaking there to Leonard Doyle, the chief spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration, about the latest shipwrecks off the coast of Libya.